told you we were going to be doing this. Coffee with the candidates. You know, we're getting closer and closer. You're starting to see all the signs out and about. And we're talking to the candidates, rocking the young vote. You know, I've always said you can't really complain if you don't go out and make your opinion heard. In the studio this morning, Councilwoman Deb Finan. Deb, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you this morning?
Pretty good. I was asking you off the air how the election has been. Obviously, this is interesting for me because having only been in Champaign-Urbana past 10 or so years, the past mayoral races haven't been packed like this one, and everybody's playing nice, you said.
They are. I think part of that is really that we all have known each other for a very long time. We're all townies. We all grew up here and have made this our home, and we'll continue to make it our home when we're done.
So I'll give you a minute or so just to tell our listeners who you are. You said you were a townie. You've been here for a long time, obviously. So I'll just let you, kind of introduce yourself to our audience this morning.
Sure. So I'm a local attorney, which means I'm a small business owner. I own my own law firm and have for a long time. I have two children, Carly and Catherine, 13 and 8,
okay.
And my husband, Chuck, locally. My mom is Linda Frank, who was circuit clerk in Champaign County for about 30 years.
So you come from a government-based family?
Yeah, government-based family,
yeah.
That's right.
Been involved a lot, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm just really passionate about the city of Champaign. I think that we have a great community, but it's been really great to be part of trying to make it even better and trying to make it into a community that my kids are going to want to stay in and raise their family.
Definitely. Folks in Champaign, more often than not these days, hearing more and more about gun violence, unfortunately.
Yep.
What's your plan to tackle this issue if elected mayor of Champaign?
Well, I think one of the things we've got to recognize is that our programs in the past have been focused on kids.
Sure.
And this violence is really an older set of people. So we're talking like 24 to 30 range.
Okay.
And so although we have to have the kid programs because we want to get them before the violence starts for them, we also need to be looking at families as a whole. So kids aren't going home to a dysfunctional family. We need to make sure mental health services are in place. We need to be providing economic development and giving people jobs, and I guess we can't give them jobs, but help create jobs and things for people to do besides sell drugs, which is a big part of this right now.
Definitely. Illinois minimum wage currently at $8.25 per hour. A lot of people listening understand that because a lot of people listening do work a minimum wage job. This past Thursday, another bill that would gradually raise minimum wage to $10.65 an hour by mid-2016 was basically passed through another Senate committee. Many proponents of the bill said, you know, it's going to cost Illinois more jobs. What's your stance on the minimum wage? Not only for, obviously, Chicago is kind of taking it on their own and kind of raising it in their city, going past what the state is doing.
Well, so my feeling is that having a separate minimum wage in the city of Champaign doesn't make any sense. We're trying to compete with jobs not only statewide, but also, you know, from other states as we try to bring businesses in. So if the state wants to, you know, make a choice and do something like that, then, you know, if it's statewide, then that's fine. But I don't think it's appropriate for the city of Champaign to have a separate minimum wage.
Very good. Like I said earlier, we're talking with Deb Frank Finan, who is running for mayor of Champaign. Quite an unusual race, at least for me, over the past 10 years. It's been very slim as far as the candidates that are running to be a mayor of Champaign. And obviously, you're one of two women running for mayor of Champaign. How do you feel about women becoming more involved in politics? Obviously, you said you had two young daughters.
Right. Well, so, you know, I think it's not as rare as we think it is, although City of Champaign has only had one female mayor in all the years.
Okay. I was trying to find the history and couldn't really find it. So there has been
one female
mayor.
Joan Severance was one.
Okay.
So it's time to have another female mayor. For me, having children is a part of it. It certainly is something I think about and why I'm interested in running, or part of why I'm interested in running.
Sure.
Because, as I said, I want them to want to stay here
exactly.
when we're done. I want it to be a better place. But I've got this amazing husband. I've got my mom and dad in town. And so I have the resources to help me with the kids. You know, if I can't pick somebody up at 2:30, I've got somebody who can. And so I really believe that the focus really ought to be on our credentials more than our gender.
Exactly. Agreed. Your top three focuses, if elected mayor to the city of Champaign?
Well, economic development is number one, but that really ties in with number two for me, which, well, I guess let me back up. I think violence in the city has to be addressed immediately.
Of course.
Economic development and then broadband. So I was part of the city council that passed the acceptance of the grant. We have a $25 million asset in Champaign-Urbana and the university where we have gigabit speed broadband in this community. We are like one of 30 cities in the nation that has gigabit speed broadband. And so what that means is we have all these opportunities for education, we have opportunities for economic development, and we've got it in the ground now, and I was part of the committee that got it all built out.
So all now the structure is built out.
Structure is there. We need to work on getting it down every street to every home. But we also need to be bringing in businesses relating to that.
Definitely. Which creates more jobs and puts more people to work. So important.
Exactly.
Deb Frank-Finan, running for mayor of Champaign, April 7th, of course, big day.
But you can start voting today.
You can.
Early voting is today.
You can. Any last thoughts that you'd like to share with the audience this morning?
I'd really like to just ask for their vote. You can go to my website, www.electdeb.com. My phone number, it's my cell phone number, is on there, deb@electdeb. If you've got questions, email me, call me. I'm happy to respond.
That's what's nice about the local election. You can actually get face-to-face with these folks that are trying to represent our city. Deb, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Of course, 7:36. We got a new segment. We are starting. We'll do that in just about 10 minutes. Miss Connection Mondays. That's on the way on the More Music Morning Show with Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars.